I'm an addict named Anthony. Hi everybody, it's a blessing to be in the meeting, and I'd like to thank the South Potomac region for asking me, I mean South Potomac area, for asking me to come out and do this workshop. But most of all, I'm going to give a shout out to my sponsor, because he's the one who put me into this spot. I've been telling them for the last couple of months, I don't have a fucking clue about cluttered spirit. Yeah. But, you know, I'm grateful for this fellowship and for this program, you know, and it's just about me getting up here and just sharing my experience, strength, and hope. One of the things that you'll know is that I'm not a book toter. I believe in reading our literature. I believe in our literature, but I also understand about the practical application of our literature. It ain't about me reading it and being able to quote it back to y'all. It's about what I do in my life and how I incorporate it and how I live it that makes the difference, you know. But just to share a little bit about me, to introduce myself to you all, I'm an addict. My clean date is December 6, 1993, so a shout out to the class of 93. I'm grateful for finding this fellowship. You know, I was 14 years old when my first shot of dope was at 14, and I was 41 years old when I got here. You know, so the journey getting here was long, but the destination and being here has been grateful, rewarding, and beautiful, you know, and I'm grateful for that. You know, when I got here, there were a lot of things that I heard when I first got here that I thought were funny, corny, stupid, that stuff about keep it simple, act as if, you know, keep the focus. You know, I remember I'm one of those that came in here when they were telling you shut the fuck up and sit down. Yeah, so I come out of that group. Yeah, and I'm grateful for that. But what they used to do after they would tell you all of that, they would scoop you up and take you out for dinner or for coffee. And love you, because what they would do was break you down and then put you back together. Yeah. And I'm grateful for that kind of relationship. You know, like I said, I was 41 years old when I got here. I'm a product of treatment. I don't advocate treatment. I believe that at your moment of surrender, you can come in here and sit down in Narcotics Anonymous and surrender. I'm just one of those that had to be put up, taken off the street, because I had become a nuisance. Yeah. I was in the way. At the end, you know, folk were telling me, Slimmy, back away from the table. Yeah, put your hands where we can see them. Yeah, because I couldn't be trusted, you know. And I remember when I got the treatment, you know, I went into a 28-day program, and they used to do a check-in, and they'd get to me. And everybody would be talking about how they slept at night. And I would just tell them, you know, that I know that I was drunk, but shooting dope was my recreation. And they would just simply say to me, you in the right place, dude. Stay. You know, because, you know, I come from a place where everybody used, you know. But I'm grateful for being in that facility, because for the first time in my life, I heard someone say to me, give yourself a chance. You know, and that was the beginning of this process for me. But there were some things that had began to take place along the journey, you know, like the second step talks about the coincidences and miracles. I remember I was sitting in a meeting early on in my first 30, 60, 90, 120 days, and a young lady was leading the meeting, and I was sitting there, and I kept looking at her, and I kept saying, I know her from somewhere. And you know how, you know, I'm dusty, I'm 120, I was 150 pounds lighter than what I am now. And, you know, I thought she was smiling at me, but she was smiling at me, but I thought she was really smiling at me. Yeah. And after the meeting was over, she walked up and gave me a hug. And what it was a young lady that 10 years prior to me getting here, she and I was going to run a caper. And I got caught. And she got here. So when I got here, she was here. And she was sharing about how this program had changed her life. And I was like, really? And she was like, really? You know, and I'm grateful for having that kind of experience of seeing somebody that I used with here talking about this program had begun to change their life. Now, there were some things that y'all told me to do early on that, you know, I got with begrudgingly. Y'all said go to meetings. Well, I was in a facility where I had to go to meetings. Y'all said pray. I struggled with prayer when I got here. You know, y'all said help somebody. Okay? And at that point, they used to tell us, you know, if you don't know how to help anybody, help the dummy. And if you don't know who the dummy is, look in the mirror. Yeah. Yeah. And then there was that one proverbial thing that they would say was get a sponsor. Now, I could get with the first three. It was get the sponsor that I had an issue with because I was like 41 years old when I got here. Now, did I need a sponsor? No. I knew how to run my life. You know, I knew what to do, you know. And I remember I was sitting in a meeting one night in the group that I got clean in, and they were on sponsorship, and I'm sitting there, and there was an older gentleman with some clean time sitting next to me, you know, and I was one of those people that, you know, if the thought came, it came out before I could process it. And I remember they were talking about sponsorship and the value of sponsorship. And I said, I don't need a sponsor. And this guy looked over at me and he said, why are you sitting in here with us then? And my whole reaction to him was, I'm not sitting next to you again. Yeah. 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 But what I do know is that I was so afraid of leaving that facility and not doing what you all said do, that begrudgingly, my first 2 years here, yeah, I struggled. And what I did was I did it because y'all said do it, not because my whole heart was in it. You know, and I remember I was put in service like with 90 days clean by this guy. They were doing halftime. Well, they were doing the group business meetings at halftime during the seventh tradition then. And I remember the group said they needed a coffee maker. And the guy that had been seeing me in the meeting said, this is your coffee maker. I didn't raise my hand. I got put in service. Yeah. And I was looking at the guy like, I'm not trying to make coffee. You know. And you know what they did was everybody, he said, all those in favor of Anthony being the coffee maker. The room roared. Yay! And, yeah. I got put in service. You know? Now, y'all need to understand, after the meeting, he said to me, meet me at the coffee machine. I'm going to show you what to do and how to do it. Now, y'all know I begrudgingly didn't want to get in service, but I took the coffee position. And you know the coffee pot became mine the next year. Yeah. Nobody else could make coffee like me. Yeah. I was in that position for a year, and after that, the guy turned around and said to me, it's time for you to switch positions. And, you know, I'm a loner by nature. And making coffee meant that I didn't have to get to know any of y'all. You know, I was safe behind the coffee bar. Yeah. So they said that, you know, it's time for you to switch. And they needed a secretary. Of course, the guy said, Anthony, you're going to switch. You're going to give up that position. This is our new secretary. The group roared. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that took me out of my comfort zone, which meant that I needed to start meeting you all, start hugging you all, and start learning how to interact and communicate with people in the room, you know. And I had a big fear of getting to know y'all because I was afraid of y'all, because if you got to know me, would you really like me? You know, most of all, would you hurt me if you really got to know me? You know, so I really stayed, you know, behind a wall for a long time. But I'm grateful for sponsorship because that guy that put me in the service became my sponsor and took me on a journey through the steps And my first 10 years was, he sponsored me my first 10 years here, and he passed away in 2003. And I believe that was the best relationship, because here was a broken spirit that he helped put together through the steps. You know, and he took me on a journey and introduced me to me, and allowed me to really begin to be able to embrace the fellowship and really get involved, you know, and step behind the walls. You know, and what I had to do was break the wall down brick by brick, because every now and then I wanted to run back and hide behind that wall. You know, I know my topic is about cluttered spirit. You know, and what I realized, and I just wanted to let you know some of those things that have happened for me in my first few years here. Yeah, and I've been here for a little while now, you know, and when I look at cluttered spirit, I said to my sponsor today, was that, you know, is it about the 10th and 11th step? You know, and I know, I want to act like I don't know, but I understand what cluttered spirit is all about, because I've been there with clean time, you know, because it's not about what I've done prior to getting here and doing step work. Let's talk about how my spirit has been cluttered since being here, doing steps, going to meetings, sponsoring people, sharing with people, and how, you know, my spirit has been cluttered, because what I'll do is I will let property and prestige get in the way. And then a lot of times it ain't got nothing to do with property and prestige. It's about my total self-centeredness will get in the way and hold me hostage. You know, and what it'll do is, because I don't do the work necessary, or I become complacent in doing the work in the 11th step to keep a conscious contact with the God of my understanding that I've come to understand today, that what I'll do is I will let things get in the way and clutter me spiritually. You know, I was down here a few years ago and led a workshop, and I shared something personal in the workshop, and I walked in here yesterday, and a young lady that heard me in the workshop walked up to me and asked me if I was still doing what I had shared about. Mm-hmm. And what I'm talking about is, I talked about porn. I know y'all don't watch porn. Yeah. Okay? I know y'all don't watch porn. You know? Yeah. I do. Yeah. I did. Okay? Yeah. 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 If I get caught up on a fixed idea, it's easy. Yeah. And what I shared about was that when you see me, because I had begun to pray and ask the Creator to remove that from my life, yeah, I said, if you see me, when you see me, ask me if I'm still doing it. Because what it'll do is it'll hold me accountable for the change. You know, because see, I'll talk a good game and talk about I want to change. You know, but a lot of times I need for you all to help me stay accountable, you know. And I'm grateful for her walking into that, because I told her, I can report today that because of that, you know, it ain't as bad as it was a year ago. It ain't as bad as it was 6 months ago. Because what I did know was that I wanted to begin to change on the inside, because I didn't like the way it was beginning to make me feel. You know, so I understand about cluttered spirit. You know, when I talk about, you know, the fact that when I don't do the work in 9, when it talks about making the change, because 9 is all about me fixing the wrong and the harm that I create. Yeah. And when I don't want to say I'm sorry, yeah, when I get stuck in me and don't want and feel that I'm right. Don't you know I'm right? I'm right. Yeah. 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 I'm right. Don't you know who I am? I'm right. What I do is I close myself off of being open and available to anything that the Creator is trying to do for me. Yeah. So what I've had to learn how to do is come in here and understand, constantly begin to take a look at me and Tim, you know, that continuous inventory to clear up my spirit so that I can be free and open and available, not just to you all, not just to the guys that I sponsor, not just to my home group, but to me. Because a lot of times I will lock my spirit off from me. Yeah, because of being caught up on a fixed idea, you know, and locked and loaded, you know, and because I can't see nothing, you know, I'm lost, you know. But I thank God for the fact that I get a chance, because as long as I keep coming in here and raising my hand, you know, and I'm grateful of understanding about the disease and a dis-ease, you know. And I'm grateful that I understand that just because I got a lot of clean time doesn't exempt me from being able to walk into a meeting and raise my hand and tell y'all that this is who I am, you know. Because the kicker is that I still need some help, mm-hmm. you know. I still need to be able to come in here and tell, not just get honest, tell the truth, you know. Really tell the truth about, you know, the shady shit that I do clean. You know, because it makes me feel good some days, you know. So, you know, the thing about Cluttered Spirit is that the work that I do in 10, 11 frees me up to be available and open in 12. But most of all, what I can tell y'all today is that I'm just free in my spirit, because I keep asking the Creator, let me see my part. I need to see my part. It ain't about you. I need to see my part. In all situations that I show up in, I need to see my part.
Yes, sir.
Because if I can see my part, I get a chance to clean it up, correct it, and move forward. You know, and that has been the blessings of coming back. That's why I keep coming back and working with a sponsor and doing step work. You know, I used to say long time ago that when I did step work with the guys that I sponsored, that I was doing step work with for me again. And what I had to realize was that, no, when I do step work with the guys that I sponsor, I'm doing their step work. I got a sponsor that I still need to do step work with, because I'm ever evolving, and the onion that's in me still needs to be peeled back, because I'm still sneaky with clean time. I'm still sneaky. If you let me get away, I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm still a thief with clean time. When my security is threatened, I will step out and do whatever is necessary to make sure that self-preservation comes first. But what I have to do is I need to come in here and keep telling y'all that this is the shit that I do, because if I don't, what'll happen is that I know that a bag of dope is just around the corner, because what I'll do is I'll put it off and I'll make it a secret. I'll stuff it. It'll become a bright idea one day. And the kicker is, nothing needs to be happening for me to pick up. It'll just be the fact that it's the right thing to do, because just that's how I feel. You know, so I'm grateful for Narcotics Anonymous and coming here and learning how to free myself up and free my spirit, you know, and realize that through the work that I do in the step process, that my spirit isn't as cluttered as it was 5 years ago, as it was even yesterday, you know, because what I do is that I do have a Creator. I do, you know, stay in prayer. I still ask the Creator to soothe me out and let me just be okay with who I'm becoming today as a human being, because that's what it is. I want to be a better human being in my own skin, you know, and just be available. With that, I'll keep coming back.